Going back over to Sinead Nealacon. She's out in Cavantilly and she has Paul Dalton beside her. Hello, Sinead.
Hello, Ray. Yes, I'm here in the workshop / classroom in Cavantilly Community School. And I have Paul Dalton by my side. Already he's shown me how to check if the shock absorbers are working in a car. He's shown me how to change a battery. He's talked to me about the tracking and how to tell by looking at a tyre if the tracking is
very
out.
Good. Yes,
I tell you, I hope I can retain all this information. He has another few lessons up his sleeve, I think, for later on.
What
as
about
well.
Spark plugs? Spark plugs, Sinead?
That's coming up now in the next half hour. Oh,
she's a bright spark all right there.
Hey, you are, Paul. Paul, lovely to talk to you. So you've lived sort of cars and motoring from a very young age.
Like 15, 14.
Right. What did you start doing when you were 14?
I started serving petrol in a place called Smith's Rochdown Avenue, opposite the Victor Hotel there. It's Rochdown House now.
Yeah.
And then I went in to serve my time in the workshop.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned something that I haven't heard mentioned in a long time, the group cert exam.
Oh, yeah, it's a group.
So for people who don't know, wasn't that, that was done in second year.
That was before the junior cert.
Yes,
or
before the inter-cert back in the day.
So you must be nearly the same age as me, are you?
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, what age are you?
Older than you, I think.
Right. So
I'm 63, by the way.
Right, I'm just 60. Yeah. Okay. So we're about the same age. We know, but
no, you've obviously knocked a few years off.
Yeah, yeah. So you've lived motor and cars all your life, and recently you turned your hand to teaching. What happened there?
I was approached by a girl that is in used to the equivalent to ANCO, and she asked me to come and help out down in Cavantilly Community School, doing a few night classes on adult education and trying to teach people how to maintain their car.
Right.
And be more aware and a little bit safety and how to do things without doing yourself damage if you want to. More's the point, yeah.
And they work on a real, and this is going to sound silly, but they work on a real car. You have a car there.
We have a car. We get the car into the workshop. Michael there, he organised a door in, and we were able to get the car into one of the classrooms now, and we're able to do an oil change on it. We show you how to do an oil change, how to remove the wheel, show you how to do the brakes, check your lights. We even do diagnostic computer equipment.
Right.
We can get you, we get you discount in tyres.
Right.
We help you out and get you discount in parts. We advise you in how to maintain your car. If you're doing a little bit of maintenance yourself, we steer you in the right direction and help you
steer
do
you
it.
In the right direction. There you go. Well, hey, I see what you did there. But I love this story, Paul, that you saved one of your students a fortune there. They got a quote for 240 for what?
No, he had replaced, it's called a neon light in a Volvo, and they're quite expensive, and we were able to acquire the light at a reasonable price, and we took the headlight unit out of the car and we replaced it in the class. And we changed it. The price of the light cost him €43 instead of 250 he was charged. Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Learning a skill and being able to do it yourself, saving all that money. And, of course, safety is important.
Safety is...
Cavantilly adulteducation.ie, and there are night courses starting all over the country for this autumn. And if you're wondering about how to fill those dark nights between now and March, you might think of doing some sort of night course. Paul Dalton, lovely talking to you. Go back to work there. Spark plugs next.
Before we go, Ray, there's a lady in hospital and she's 95, and she donated the car to the class.
Great,
I just want to give her, Mary from Seafield in Shankill, and I just want to give her a heads up and hope you get better, Mary, soon.
She donated her Volkswagen Polo. Paul, lovely talking to you. Right, Sinead,
Thanks a million. Take care.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.